So my name is Greg Robert. I'm 16 years old. Today is 2020 January 8th, and I am speaking with my host mom, Kimberly Kane, who is my host mom. We are recording this interview in Cincinnati, Ohio. So the first question is, what three people have had the biggest impact on who you are today?
I think my parents, because they supported me and encouraged me and helped me, encouraged me to follow my dreams and to follow my heart. Jesus, because without him, I wouldn't be here where I am today. And also my husband, who also helps me be a better person and a better parent and a better teacher and a better wife.
Yeah. So the second question is, what was the most challenging part of being a teenager for you personally?
So when I was a teenager, I went to a public school.
Okay.
So we did not pray, we did not have chapel, but I was very active in my church youth group. So I was drawing close to God when I was at church, but yet, and when I was in school, I kind of had different friends that weren't necessarily Christians. So it was hard for me to be a Christian at school and be a Christian at church. So that was a really big struggle for me because I kind of felt like I was two different people and not walking out my faith every day at school as I knew I should, but it was a public school, so it was a challenge.
The third question is, if you could go back in time and give your 13-year-old self three pieces of advice, what would they be?
So my 13-year-old self, I would tell myself to stand up and be yourself. Don't always try to please other people. And don't try to follow the crowd, because the crowd is not always going to lead you in a way that will glorify God. And also, just be confident and share my opinion, because I, even when I was young, it was hard for me to go in front of people and be on stage and to do public speaking. And so if I could go back and change something, I would try to just be confident in who I am and speak and share my opinions.
The fourth question is, what are your three biggest hopes for me and my future?
So the first one is that you will hear God's voice and follow his plan for you, because that is in his control and we just have to hear his voice and to follow his ways. Do what you love and love what you do, because a lot of people choose jobs that they don't love and they don't get up in the morning and want to go to work. And I love my job as a teacher, and I love my job as a mom, and it's just very rewarding to be able to say that you love what you do and be able to find joy in that. And then that you'll choose a wife that has a heart for God. And that you will together be able to reach people across your country and wherever you end up, you know, living and growing and putting your roots down, that you'll that you guys will follow the Lord's ways.
Thank you. The fifth question is, describe a time that you were really proud of me.
Ah, when you were in the the horse parade in that little carriage, I'm like, yay! You looked like you were just so happy and in your in a good place, and you were just confident and you were having fun. And you were with horses, and I could just feel like you were having a moment of just joy. And so I was really proud of you for that, that you were able to be a part of that. And also when you got you were working hard and studying for your exams and you got good grades after all that hard work, I was really proud of you.
Thank you. The sixth question is, what do you What's this word?
Perceive.
Perceive is the most challenging part about being a teacher in 2020.
I think there's a lot of pressure that the world puts on teenagers in high school to, you know, succeed and get the best grades, and you have to get into the best college, and you have to, you know, there's just a lot of pressure that isn't really necessary, that can just make people crazy. And so I think it's just a really hard time, and I think there's just a lot of distractions with the world that we live in, people telling you to do this or go there or look like this, or, you know, social media's, you know, flashing all the time with distractions, and I feel like that's, it's hard for a teenager to be who God made them to be and not be distracted with trying to be somebody the world wants them to be.
The science question is, if you could make me believe one thing about myself, what would it be?
That, well, I don't have to convince you, but be who God made you to be, because He loves you the way you are, and you don't need to change to please other people, or to be someone that you're not. So be the Greg God made you to be.
Thank you. And the eighth question, how do you see yourself in me? How do you see me as different than you?
So I think that you and I are both hardworking, and that we're driven to do well, and that you enjoy the outdoors and horses, and I like the outdoors too. And I think that we're different in just your, and I think the same, actually the same, because my parents are divorced, your parents are divorced.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to live a life with not having your parents in the same home.
Yeah.
And that is another way that we're kind of connected. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we're different because we're raised in two different places. Yeah. But I think our hearts are very much the same, as trying to work hard and do what's right and do your best.
Yeah. And the last question is, what do you think are most three best qualities?
I think you are very caring and loving, that you recognize the needs of others. If somebody is hurt or somebody is worried or anxious or things, you pick up on that right away and you show that you care. You're very easygoing and relaxed, which brings a lot of peace and calm to our crazy world. And I think you're just very brave to overcome so many obstacles in your life, and you just have a smile on your face and you don't let anything get you down, and you are just putting one foot in front of the other, and you carry on and take the next step to do something great.
Well, thank you, and you are just like my own mom. I feel like that. We are so similar. Thank you.
You are welcome. Yay.
Thank
you. We met the time limit.
Yeah.
Anna, what do you think are Greg's best qualities?
I don't know. Nice, playful, giving.